Hi. Let me share with you something odd. I have decided to, momentarily at least, be a disciple of, well, goldfish. And the reason for this little unusual behavior is a couple of years ago, I went off to a children's carnival and they had this thing about where you did this thing and you could win a goldfish or whatever else. And long story short, they ended up having two leftover goldfish and they were going to dump them into somebody's toilet and get rid of them. And well, I didn't like all that stuff. And I'm not an advocate of keeping anything captive, including goldfish. But I decided rather than to let this happen, I would intervene. And I took the goldfish home and gave them their own little aquarium. And I must confess, I've grown fond of the little critters. And I do the whole thing, the aquarium and the feeding and occasionally the cleaning and all that other stuff, and watch their behavior because I like to watch behavior. And part of it is that through the autumn and the winter, I feed them and they kind of like they just sit there and the food passes by and not much happens. But then 2 days after the equinox, which basically is the spring in the northern hemisphere, these goldfish, they woke up. And now if I walk by their aquarium, they're all ready to go. And, you know, if I start to, you know, put in the food, they're right up at the top of the water. They're practically jumping out of that thing. And they're now I have to feed them two or three times a day. And they're just keep eating, right? And they're just what's changed? The temperature in the room has remained constant, pretty much, with some vacillation of normal house temperatures. The light has remained fairly constant because they have their own light that I have hours on. And they're not in natural light, so they don't really know the day length that's going on. So how did they know at some level that something happened and there is a shift in the surge of spring and now they're animated? Now I look outside and what do I see? I see birds mating and foxes running by and life and the grass and everything is Do I do that? No, not really. Okay, oh yeah, I'll go outside when it's a little warmer and I'll do some of that, but am I really capable of being this childlike joy of goldfish just living life instinctually? Can I do that? Well, I'm determined to at least try, practice. So I'm doing the goldfish down inside of my blood cells. I'm doing the goldfish between my bones and my stem cells and my blood, and I'm doing it in my meridians, and I'm practicing some of that upwellingness of going, you know, can I? Well, I don't do it as well as the goldfish, believe me, because I don't jump out of the water at my meals or whatever. Maybe I should, right? And do my animated thing doing Zumba every day? No, I'm not. And it's still a little too cold to go for a walk, but you got to admire those goldfish. I want to live life with a greater degree of almost annoying zeal, passion, that color I even like. You know, can I do that color in my joints and my brain cells and whatever else? And so this is the reason why I'm momentarily a disciple of the goldfish. Just something I wanted to share. Have a good one.